Welcome into the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. I'm Stormy Bonantoni, live at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Brady Cannon with me as always over at our VSiN studio at the South Point. Hey, Brady, how's it going?
Great. How are you? Back from Utah, I see, safe and sound.
Yes, thank you. I got in this morning. I did the USC at Utah college football game yesterday and got back in this morning around like 7:30. So another day that you're stuck with me tired, but I've had my coffee. I'm ready to go this afternoon. And we have some breaking news just a few moments ago, Brady. Some big news that Joe Burrow, top overall pick coming into this year, went down with a pretty scary bad leg injury in the game against Washington. And honestly, one of my factors in choosing Washington in my bets this week was that the Bengals offensive line was really bad, a scary injury for Burrow.
Well, good handicap by you, and the poor kid has been really beaten up all year long, and I finally think it just caught up to him. Last week he took a big hit in their loss, and you know, it continued today. There was a play earlier in this game, a sack fumble where Chase Young got to Burrow, and Burrow bounced right back up. That looked like a pretty brutal hit right there, but Burrow came back into the game, even threw a touchdown pass a little bit later on. But now I believe his season could be in jeopardy. We don't want to speculate. We don't know how bad the injury is, but that is kind of the rumbling right now out of the Bengals camp. And we don't have any reports as to what the lower leg injury is. It looks to be a knee, but again, no confirmed reports out just yet. But this guy, like I say, he's really been banged up all year long behind that porous offensive line. And again, it just caught up to him. And it's really unfortunate because even despite all the beating he was taking, he was really having a great year, and obviously he was a candidate for Rookie of the Year right there with Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert in the last few weeks has taken the lead as the favorite in that market, but Burrow, really an impressive season for the first-year guy, number one draft pick overall out of LSU.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like it was a two-horse, maybe even a three-horse race now with Tua Tagovailoa in the mix with the Dolphins. But Burrow right there having a great season. The Bengals are trailing Washington 14-9 right now. Burrow had 203 yards and a touchdown before going down. It'll be Ryan Finley coming in for the injured Burrow. Just diving into this game a little bit more now, you see Washington laying 1.5. They've got a pretty good lead, as I said, 14-9. What did you think of this game coming in and now as the fourth quarter approaches?
You know, I didn't really have a good feel for this game. I think the Washington football team is okay. You know, certainly they've had some real duds. I think it, you and I have talked about it before. I think it's difficult to back Alex Smith because you just feel like he's fragile, although he has been playing very impressively, played well last week, threw for well over 100 yards. And, you know, the Bengals, I think early in the season, were a team that you could back taking the points. They were a live underdog. But as Joe Burrow has continued to take that punishment, I think it's become harder and harder to back the Bengals. And so I stayed away from this game. You know, it looked like a perfect teaser spot with the Bengals catching 1.5 to tease that up to 7.5. But I stayed away completely here. The money did come in on Washington, the Washington football team. Let's see, they closed as 1.5-point favorites and got as high as 2 or 2.5 even before the close, before kickoff. But the money came in for Washington. And again, I think that was to the point I'm making here that people are starting to kind of bet against the Bengals. And right now it's paying off.
Yeah, and just looking at Washington and Alex Smith's numbers, a touchdown and an interception so far in this game. We'll just have to keep an eye on that one as it goes on. Without Joe Burrow, again, it'll be Ryan Finley in the mix for the Bengals. Seven games going on in the early going, all of them in the third quarter right now, and a lot of them really close, Brady, including this Eagles-Browns matchup. The Browns laying 3.5, some places mostly -2 to start the day. Total 47. What did you think?
Yeah, Cleveland was on a drive, had it going positively on offense there as they were able to force a punt out of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I didn't see what stalled the drive there. But now Philadelphia has taken back over on offense from deep in their own territory, about their own 2-yard line. Carson Wentz took a shotgun snap out of the end zone and they run for positive yardage of about 2 yards. So now they're facing 3rd and 8 from about the 3 or 4 yard line, just about 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. The Cleveland Browns had moved to a 3.5-point favorite in the in-game market, which is just about where it closed. Where it was most of the week. They closed as 2.5-point favorites, but they've had Philadelphia's number today. Carson Wentz, of course, with an interception already, a pick six. He has thrown a touchdown pass as well. But even though Philadelphia came into this game maybe as healthy as they've been all season. The players have started to fall for the Eagles, suffering some injuries in this game, including Jason Kelce, but he is now back in action. Some other players on that offensive line have been banged up throughout the course of the game today. So Philadelphia just cannot seem to get past that injury bug.
Yeah, and they can't seem to get out of the end zone in a bad way. Carson Wentz going down to the safety and looking very frustrated as he heads back to the bench in the sideline.
Yep, indeed, a safety for the Cleveland Browns there, and that'll make it 12-7, and they'll get the ball back, of course, on the free kick after this, now with just about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And, you know, Cleveland, I think, is using the weather to their advantage. It's very difficult, and we've seen now this is the third game in a row in Cleveland where the scoring has been very limited. 16-6 against the Raiders, 10-7 against the Texans. Of course, Nick Chubb going out at the 1 yard line. That could have been 6 or 7 more points in that game, but still well under the total. And now just 12-7 here late in the third quarter. So that running game that they have behind Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, I think, benefits the Cleveland Browns in this weather. Now, they haven't run for a lot of yardage yet today, but this is the point in the game, late third, early fourth quarter, where they can probably just rely on that running game and try and close this thing out.
Yeah, we'll see if they can. Outgained on the ground right now, 105 yards to 26 yards. Nick Chubb, 12 carries for 29 yards. Kareem Hunt, -7 yards. So we'll see if they're able to get that going, because you know when Nick Chubb is in the game, he's always a big threat for that group. As we said, the score in that game, 12-7. Moving on to the Saints and the Falcons in New Orleans. It's obviously a big story that Drew Brees is not playing in this game. It's Taysom time down in New Orleans. It looks like that score right now is 17-9. Who did you have in this game?
I played the Falcons on a teaser. I convinced myself late last night that I was going to fade Taysom Hill a little bit. I think Taysom Hill is a really valuable player when he's in that offense in his traditional mode, where Drew Brees is the starting quarterback. I just don't know if I love Taysom Hill as the starting quarterback. Now, he's done okay, got off to a little bit of a slow start. Atlanta had the lead for most of the first half in this game, but now New Orleans pulling away 17-9. The New Orleans Saints are an 8.5-point favorite in the in-game market, the total all the way down to 44.5. But I was able to tease the Falcons up to 9.5, so still hanging barely inside that number. I think this game probably will come down to about a touchdown or maybe less. Looks like the Saints are going to go on to victory here, as they have a good size margin with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. And it looks like Taysom Hill has started to become more comfortable leading that offense.
And it looks like there's a flag on the play right now, but it looks like Taysom Hill might have just led another scoring drive. We will see what that flag ultimately is. Also, to give you a quick update, the Titans picked off Lamar Jackson. They'll have the ball now at their own 10. But what are you seeing in this Saints game right now, if you have that on the screen in front of you?
Yeah, they're showing a replay now, and he's throwing deep downfield. Looks like they may have gotten a piece of his arm as he released the ball. Can't quite tell if that was the case or not, but I'm not seeing the end result just yet. Under 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter, 17-9 in favor of the Saints, and it looks like they're still reviewing this play. Do you have that one in front of you, Stormy? It looks like the Saints are remaining on offense here.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They're not showing any other angles right now. I think I have it at the same point as you, so we'll definitely update our listeners and viewers as we see what happens. But as you said, yeah, Saints with the ball, 17-9. I don't have audio on here, but I see guys shaking their heads like they're upset that touchdown's not going to count for these guys. Curious for you, Brady, were you surprised at all that Taysom Hill was ultimately the pick? Obviously, we saw Jameis Winston come into the game last week and close out that win when Drew Brees had to go out with the rib injuries and the collapsed lung. Were you surprised?
You know, not really. We've seen the love affair that Sean Payton has with Taysom Hill, and it's been working well so far, you know, in his regular role. Again, coming in as a backup quarterback, a replacement, a wildcat, a running back, a wide receiver. The guy does a little bit of everything. I was not necessarily surprised. And then, of course, Jameis Winston with his propensity to throw interceptions and turn the ball over. So, you know, I don't know if it made a whole lot of difference for the Saints, but so far it's working out. And indeed, that does not go as a touchdown. That pass was to Emmanuel Sanders. So now the Saints facing second and 13 from their own 40-yard line. Hill still at quarterback, and he'll go back to pass and throwing relatively deep on this one again. And that looks complete to Michael Thomas. So now into Falcons territory, the Saints on the move again with about 6 minutes left in the third quarter there. Just to update you on a couple more here, Stormy, the Steelers go for it on fourth and one from about their own 40-yard line, and they get it. Looks like James Conner on the run there, and they are now into Jacksonville territory. About 3 minutes left in the third quarter there. 17-3, they lead. And also, the New England Patriots have closed the gap a little bit with the Houston Texans. They were trailing 21-10. They did get a touchdown, now 21-17, and 2 minutes left in the third quarter there. The Houston Texans, it looks like, will be lining up to attempt a field goal and extend this margin back to a touchdown on fourth and two.
Well, let's go ahead and get into that Steelers game a little bit more first. Steelers favored by 10.5 coming in. I mean, overall, the Jags might not be winning games this year, but they've covered the last 2 weeks. Jake Luton, though, has really struggled today in for the injured Gardner Minshew again.
Yeah, and it's not surprising to me that Jake Luton struggles against this Pittsburgh defense. And if I had to play this game, I probably would have played the Steelers. We saw the egg that they laid when they went to Dallas, and that was really set up for a, you know, kind of sleepwalking performance by the Steelers in Dallas, and Dallas almost won that game outright. That was a little bit of a wake-up call for this Pittsburgh team, I believe, and I felt they were hard-pressed to not let that happen again today, and so far that has been the case. That combined with Luton, the rookie quarterback, at the helm for Jacksonville against the Steelers defense, I probably would have laid it before I took it, but I did not end up doing anything with the game. Still 17-3 in favor of Pittsburgh as the drive continues. They convert on fourth and one. No live lineup just yet, but under 2 minutes now to go in the third quarter in Jacksonville.
Yeah, and if you're a Steelers backer, you obviously like the score right now. Pittsburgh is certainly a team that's fully capable of blowing out a team like Jacksonville. But the interesting thing is, the reason that I kind of stayed away from this game is that Pittsburgh has only won two games this year by more than 10 points. I wasn't sure if I liked that 10.5.
Yeah, I actually made the line in this game, Pittsburgh by 8. But again, it just didn't feel like a situation where I was comfortable taking the underdog here. And I'm glad I don't have the underdog at this point, trailing by 14. We'll see how this pans out, but it looks like it's going to be a successful day for the many people in the Circa Survivor contest that took the Pittsburgh Steelers. 45 participants in the Circa Survivor on the Steelers today, and right now they're feeling pretty comfortable.
Yeah, 100%. Interesting little nugget here. The Steelers and Jags is the first NFL game in 45 years between a team with 9 or more game win streak versus a team with an 8 or more game losing streak. So just fun stuff for you there. Also, Washington got a field goal. They lead 17-9 against the Bengals now. Wanted to get into maybe this Titans-Ravens game. Ravens laying 7.5, and they've got a pretty good lead right now, 21-13 over Tennessee.
Yeah, this has been a pretty good ball game, and they're at a commercial right now. I believe Tennessee just converted a first down. You mentioned the interception. They intercepted Lamar Jackson, and the reason they've gone to commercial, end of the third quarter there in Baltimore, and 21-13 your score. The Titans trail by 8 points, and it was third and 10 on their own 15-yard line for Tennessee the last play before the break there. I did see Tannehill completed a pass, so when they come out of the quarter here, or come out of the break here into the fourth quarter, Tennessee will have a long road to hoe. Again, trailing by 8 points there. Your in-game point spread on this one is the Baltimore Ravens by 7.5. So a point and a half higher than it was at the close. This closed Baltimore favored by 6 points. The total in this game was 50.5. And right now your in-game total at 46.5. I think the Titans aren't done yet. I expect the Titans to cover this 6 points or come very close. It looks like Baltimore is going to go on to win this game. It's a long way from over. Again, the whole fourth quarter left. But I think we're going to come down to the wire here, and this one will probably be decided by 3 or 4 points.
So you tell me, Brady, the Titans started off this season on a 5-0 hot start, but then they've lost three of their last four. It's like ever since they ran into that Steelers team, it's been kind of an uphill battle for them. What happened?
Well, you know, I actually was down on this Titans team to begin the year. They finished last year so hot behind the hot hand of Ryan Tannehill and the running of Derrick Henry, and I just didn't feel that that was going to necessarily carry over into the following season. And they were pretty good out of the gate. You know, what was it, four or five games in a row that they won, like you say, before they ran into Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
but they were winning by very close margins. They weren't getting it done in dominant fashion. Now, I still feel that they are a very good team, but eventually I think the truth is kind of coming out here that this team is not what they were towards the end of last season, even the entire second half of last season. And there, Tannehill looks like they're going to call this a completed pass on third and long, and looks like they will convert. Yeah, first down. I don't know if they will review this, but it looked like a catch to me. The Ravens players were calling it no catch. They're showing a replay here now, and that is definitely a catch. So third and long, and the Titans convert and keep the drive going. Again, trailing by eight here, just underway in the fourth quarter.
Browns with a 47-yard field goal attempt up and to the left. It is no good, so they will hold on to that 12-7 lead, not get the extra three there from Cody Parkey. And looks like we're going to have to hold off before we can give our people any more updates, Brady, unless you see something on your screen right now that I'm missing.
I think we're up to date, my friend. We'll come back and touch on it on the other side.
All right, sounds good. Plenty more Week 11 NFL action when we come back on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. College and pro football action every week, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and a lot more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open up an account. Start placing bets from anywhere in Nevada. I do it every day. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. In addition, VSiN's reporting live from the Mandalay Bay like I am right now. We do it every weekend just to bring you the analysis of the best matches and games. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Welcome back to the Mandalay Bay for the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. I'm Stormy Bonantoni along with Brady Cannon at our VSiN studio at the South Point. And I wanted to just revisit this Steelers-Jacksonville Jaguars game, Brady, because I'm looking at the numbers for Jake Luton and it is bad. 9 of 24, two interceptions and a fumble. They were able to recover that fumble, but a brutal day for Jake Luton now that I've dove into the numbers a little bit.
Yeah, just 3 points on the board for Jacksonville. The Pittsburgh defense absolutely stepping up today. A 14-point lead early in the fourth quarter now. They have just gotten underway in the fourth quarter. Jacksonville does have the ball at about their own 35-yard line, but nothing has gone right for Jacksonville today on offense. By the way, Carson Wentz intercepted again in the end zone. The Cleveland Browns were forced to give the ball back to the Philadelphia Eagles. You mentioned the missed field goal by Cody Parkey. Wentz had the offense going down the field and threw an interception. I want to say they were about the 35-yard line, 40-yard line or so of the Cleveland Browns. He threw into the end zone and was intercepted for the second time today. So Cleveland now nursing a 12-7 lead with about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Will get the ball back again. A touchback there after the interception in the end zone. And the the Tennessee Titans keep that drive alive. I mentioned before we went to commercial, Ryan Tannehill completing the third and long. I believe it was third and 16 that he completed that pass. And then a couple of runs by Derrick Henry. And here we are down in the red zone now at about the 9-yard line of the Baltimore Ravens. Tennessee facing second and 7. Tannehill in a shotgun, and he's going to throw the ball. He throws out to the left. That's going to be complete to his tight end for a gain of about 4 yards. They'll be out at the 4 or 5 yard line, facing third and about 3 now, Stormy.
34 points on the board, chasing that total of 50 with just over 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there. Looking at this Lions and Panthers game, Panthers pitching a shutout so far with a 17-0 lead. And let me just tell you, Brady, against a Panthers defense that is the worst on third down in the league, the Lions cannot seem to convert 3 of 11 on the day as they trail this thing by 17.
Well, here's your guy, Matthew Stafford, looking to make another fourth quarter comeback, right? Boy, you're right. Getting shut out 17-0. And this was really interesting line movement this morning. We thought that Teddy Bridgewater was maybe going to get the start for the Panthers, and we saw this game be listed as a pick 'em. And then it was announced, I want to say maybe about an hour before game time, maybe an hour and a half before game time, that PJ Walker was going to go for Carolina. And the bettors really came in and steamed the Lions from -1.5 to 2.5 all the way to 3. This game closed in favor of the Lions at 3 with a total of 47. But that move is not looking good right now, as PJ Walker's been able to hold his zone and guide the Panthers so far to a 17-0 advantage with about 8 minutes left in this ball game.
Looking over at the Titans game really quickly, a 22-yard field goal is up and in from Gostkowski for Tennessee. So they'll trail now 21-16 in that game. Just to continue that conversation, though, with the Lions and Panthers, PJ Walker, 258 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. And this has been a tough go of it lately for Carolina. 5 straight losses. You don't have your starting quarterback. You don't have Christian McCaffrey anymore. The offense, you would think, would come into this game struggling a little bit without those key factors, but instead they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, you know, it's not a good situation in my mind to back the Detroit Lions as a road favorite, as Matthew Stafford takes a sack there, and so the drive continues to go nowhere for the Lions, who are currently pitching a shutout, as you say, 17-0. But Detroit is not a great team. They do have some talent, but they were without Kenny Golladay today at wide receiver, and also without DeAndre Swift at running back. So you take those two weapons away from Matthew Stafford, and then you ask him to go on the road in the role of the favorite. It wasn't a situation I liked at all. Right now they're facing third and 20 from about their own 22-yard line. Stafford's going to throw this one short. That's incomplete. So things continue to sputter for Detroit.
And of course, still dealing with that right thumb injury. We will look at the Patriots and Texans game when we come back on the other end of this break on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Games going on every weekend, guys. VSiN's here to help you keep up with the latest lines and smart bets. And now you can get this amazing holiday deal with 25% off an annual subscription. Make sure you're betting with confidence every weekend using all of the awesome tools we have to offer. We've got 24/7 video streaming, point spread weekly, daily email updates with the best bets from every show host and guest, 20% off items in the VSiN store too. Plus, every betting guide we create, including the College Hoops Guide, which is coming out very soon. Don't forget college basketball starting this coming Wednesday. It's the gift that keeps giving year round. Start improving your bet sporting IQ today. Visit vsin.com/subscribe and save 25%. That's vsin.com/subscribe. And I know I am pumped for some college hoops coming up, but today it is all about the NFL and week 11. And Brady, on my screen to my right, Taysom Hill in the end zone again, getting it done for the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints extend their lead there, and the running game finally getting going for the Cleveland Browns. Just to update you on that situation, it was ruled not an interception of Carson Wentz in the end zone. So the Eagles attempted a field goal on 4th and 9, and it was good to trim that margin to 12-10. They trail Cleveland by just 2 points now. Now, Baker Mayfield and the Browns received the kickoff. They started about their own 23-yard line. Baker Mayfield throws out to the flat for a gain of about 18 yards, and then Nick Chubb on the next play runs for 54 yards all the way into a goal-to-go situation, and now it looks like they're facing 2nd and goal down on about, I want to say, the 6 or 7 yard line of the Philadelphia Eagles. So an interesting situation there. Actually benefited Philadelphia with that ball not being intercepted, but now they're back up against it here. 9.5 minutes left to go in the 4th quarter. Again, 2nd and goal for the Cleveland Browns. And you mentioned the New Orleans Saints and Taysom Hill getting on the board there. Now 24-9. They lead the Atlanta Falcons in this ball game, and the in-game price is the Saints laying 10.5. Very low totals. The in-game total here is 40.5, Stormy. There are low totals all over the board today in the early slate.
Yeah, the 30-year-old BYU product Taysom Hill having a really good day. Kareem Hunt, I see over there for the Browns in the end zone. 18-10, Browns leading pending the extra point, and Eagles really looking dejected on the field as I see them in my peripheral.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see if they go for 2 or 1 here. Obviously, a normal PAT kicking it will give them a 9-point advantage, which is certainly 2 possessions. If you go for 2 and make it 10, then it requires a field goal and a touchdown, but I think they'll probably just go traditional here with the 9. The one concern is the weather, and how confident are they being able to kick in this weather? We will certainly see here shortly, but we talked about it earlier in the broadcast, Stormy, that this running game really hadn't been getting on track yet for Cleveland in this ballgame. Philadelphia had been doing a very good job in defending the run, but now, late in the 4th quarter, wearing out that defensive front for Philadelphia, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt getting it going.
Well, and I would argue, Brady, I don't know if you saw the play that Kareem Hunt didn't run. He flew. Did you see that
yes,
hurdle?
I did.
Incredible.
Yeah, the hurdling Kareem Hunt, and they will line up to kick the extra point, and it is good. Cody Parkey right through the middle there. No problem with the weather on this one. 19-10, Cleveland out in front of Philadelphia. We do not have a live line updated yet after that score. By the way, the Lions and the Panthers, Matthew Stafford and company, they went for it on 4th and 20 with just about 6 minutes left in that ball game. They really didn't have much choice. They did not get it. So Carolina is still firmly in control here, 17-0. Also, the New England Patriots add a field goal. So 24-20 there. They're trailing the Houston Texans with about 8 minutes left in this game. They're now lining up to kick the ball off back to the Houston Texans. And the Texans remain a 3.5-point favorite in game.
And you know that they are happy for the points, but frustrated to not get in the end zone on that drive. A 9.5-minute drive, 16 plays going 65 yards, and they're only able to escape there with 3. Bill Belichick probably a little bit frustrated trailing in that game by 4.
Yeah, and it's the same situation for the Tennessee Titans. They've had two drives now that where they had to settle for a field goal, and that's going to really put you behind the 8-ball. You use up that much amount of time off the clock, and you're only able to muster 6 points in 2 possessions, and here they are trailing the Ravens still by 5 points. 8.5 minutes left to go in the 4th quarter, and make that 8 minutes left to go in the 4th quarter as the Ravens are now facing a 3rd and 1. They're kind of reviewing the spot here as Lamar Jackson went down right at about the first down marker. Looks like just about 0.5 yard short. So a crucial 3rd down here for both Baltimore if they're looking to hang on here, or for Tennessee if they're looking to win this game. Currently, again, trailing by 5. Looks like Jackson does the quarterback sneak there, and there's a flag on the play, so undecided. I don't think he got the yardage needed to get the first down, but again, and now we have a false start. So this is very interesting. This will make it now 3rd and 6 for the Baltimore Ravens. I wonder if the Tennessee Titans will have an option to decline that penalty, but I think they're calling it no play, that the false start, you know, they blew the whistle when the false start occurred, and they're not going going to rule the play as live. So it looks like Baltimore will get another crack, now facing 3rd and 6. And again, a big situation is this game now goes under 8 minutes, and the Ravens holding on to a 5-point lead, 21-16.
Yeah, big third down as they look to pad that lead potentially. Was curious if you had any eyes on that Steelers and Jaguars game. Steelers just went up with another field goal to lead 20-3 over Jacksonville, but it looked like Big Ben and Juju Smith-Schuster might be hurt. Ben was grabbing his arm. He did stay in the game, though, afterwards.
Yeah, he's walking around fine on the sidelines right now. His helmet has come off, but that's because the special teams unit is on the field to kick a field goal, and it looks like the Steelers have kind of just taken their foot off the gas a little bit. There's 10 minutes left in this ball game. They're up 20-3. Jacksonville hasn't really been able to threaten on offense at all. And by the way, Lamar Jackson's pass on 3rd and 6 is incomplete. So the Ravens are forced to punt, and Tennessee will get the ball back with about 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in this game. There is a flag on the play, but right now Tennessee looking to set up on offense and try and drive down and come back in this game in the fourth quarter from about their own 22-yard line. So I don't know if we'll have a status report on Roethlisberger and Schuster, Stormy, because Jacksonville is now going back on offense, but it doesn't seem to be too much of a problem because really the defense for Pittsburgh is winning this game today.
Yep, a big margin of victory for them so far with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Titans and Ravens still close. Ravens leading 21-16. Texans leading the Patriots 24-20. But the rest of these games, it seems like there's a good bit of separation, Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. The Patriots game and the Ravens game are the most dramatic right now. And the Texans are driving a complete pass from Deshaun Watson to Will Fuller. And it looks like they're about across midfield into Patriots territory. In fact, the Patriots 35-yard line. So Houston threatening again to extend their lead.
Yeah, Houston threatening a number of teams in the red zone right now. We'll see what happens on the other end of this break, as well as a preview for the games coming up this afternoon. Stick with us on the Green Zone. Did you know that new BetMGM customers have a chance to win $100 when they place a $1 wager on any pro football team to score a touchdown? Now you do, and make sure you get it. Sign up and use the bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this awesome offer. Get ready for showtime. Download the app today and use that promo code VSIN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any pro football team to score a touchdown. New customer offer. It's paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, Tennessee, and West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, and 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. In Tennessee, call or text the red line at 800-889-9789. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. And I only was born and raised in Nevada, lived here the majority of my life, and for whatever reason, when I'm doing that promo, I can't say the state name correctly. So that's my life in a nutshell, Brady. But we welcome everybody back into the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. I'm hanging out at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Brady's over at our VSiN studio at the South Point, and a lot of action going on this week 11 day in the NFL. The Panthers, Brady, I still just am in awe of what they're doing today. Another field goal on the board, and they're leading 20-0 against Matt Stafford and the Lions.
Yeah, right now Stafford facing 4th and 16, and he throws over the middle. That is broken up. Just 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in this ball game, and 20-0, like you say, in favor of the Carolina Panthers, shutting out the Lions, and this may preserve the shutout if they can get a couple of first downs here. Detroit, the last time they were shut out, out was October 18th of 2009, and the Panthers were playing pretty soft on defense on that drive there. Matthew Stafford was getting the ball down the field in big chunks of yardage, but you know that defense, this game is pretty much done, right? But you know that defense wants to preserve the shutout, and right now it looks like they have so far. Again, the Lions, it's been over 11 years since they were shut out, and it might happen again here in another 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah, Panthers taking over at their own 46-yard line. So if they're just able to take care of the ball for the next couple of minutes, potentially pad on to that lead. Looks like that shutout is extremely possible. Also, the Texans adding a field goal. They extend their lead 27-20.
Yeah, absolutely. 27-20, a 46-yarder for the Houston Texans. So New England will have the ball back, trying to tie this game up with a touchdown. New England led this game early, but really has trailed ever since. And now just about 4 minutes left in this ball game. Cam Newton and company facing a first and 10 from about their own 25-yard line. So we'll see if Cam Newton can engineer a fourth quarter comeback here to possibly tie this game up. Of course, the Patriots went into this game as 2.5-point favorites. The Houston Texans opened very early and just for a short time as 2.5-point favorites in this game, but it quickly was bet to the New England side. We'll see if they can live up to that billing. Also, the Tennessee Titans are facing a 3rd and 10. Again, they trail in this game by 5 points, 21-16. They're on the 14-yard line of the Baltimore Ravens, and if they have to settle for another field goal attempt here, Stormy, you wonder if they're going to do it. There's only 3 minutes left in this ball game now. Fighting for the first down. They're going. It's a touchdown.
Wow.
A touchdown. Did you see that?
How did that happen? What a play.
Wow. Tremendous fight there by the Titans receiver, A.J. Brown. He catches about a 7-yard pass from Tannehill, and it looks like he was fighting for just a couple of extra yards to get the first down, and then all of a sudden, all the way into the end zone, just as I was saying, if they were going to have to settle for just 3 points, I didn't think they would do it. That would have been the third trip to the red zone in a row to come away with just a field goal, but they stifle that and turn it into 6 for a touchdown, and they now have the lead over the Ravens 22-21. 2.5 minutes left to go, and they're going to go for 2 points here to try and make this a 3-point advantage, Stormy.
Well, you talk about fighting for yards. It looked like he was going to be stopped 2 or 3 yards shy of the first down marker. Ends up making the touchdown. That was like a 3rd, 4th, 5th kind of an effort versus a 2nd effort. Also, a quick update in the Falcons-Saints game. Taysom Hill trying to make a play, tries to hurdle a guy, ends up getting the ball stripped from him, fumbles. Falcons take over at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and it looks like New Orleans almost just had an interception there to put this game completely on ice. 24-9, but the interception falls through the arms of the defender there. So Matt Ice and the Atlanta Falcons live for another day. Again, trailing 24-9 with 7 minutes and 44 seconds left in this ball game. The Saints, the live line is currently off the board. No, I checked that. The Saints are favored by 14.5 points here in the in-game market. I have a feeling it might be a spot to take Atlanta, catching better than 2 touchdowns there. You would think the Saints defense will let up a little bit here, and Atlanta could come inside the back door on that as Matty Ryan is back to pass, and he converts a first down there, now about to their own 33-yard line. And the Tennessee Titans do indeed convert the 2-point conversion, so now a 3-point advantage there over the Ravens, 24-21, 2 minutes and 18 seconds left in Baltimore.
And for the Steelers, they only have one healthy tight end right now in this game in Eric Ebron, because the Zach Gentry went out with a knee injury this morning. Pittsburgh was already out, Vance McDonald. But Eric Ebron into the end zone with a 27-3 lead now for the Steelers over Jacksonville.
Yeah, and the Steelers are going to cover that 10.5-point spread that they laid prior to kickoff. And all the Survivor Contest folks that had the Steelers to win outright are going to live for another week. 45 contestants selected the Steelers in the Circa Survivor Contest. So they will go on and survive into week Week 12. The Chargers and the Vikings are the two most next popular picks, and those games, of course, are coming up this afternoon. Also, Cam Newton and the Patriots, the drive is continuing now into Houston territory. On third down, they come up about a yard short, though, so obviously they're going to have to go for it here on fourth down, and we will hit the two-minute warning, 1 minute and 56 seconds left there in Houston. So Bill Belichick and company will have the two-minute warning to discuss this fourth down play. Looks about fourth and one, right around the 40-yard line of the Houston Texans as the Patriots trail by a touchdown.
And Cam Newton today with his first passing touchdown in what feels like forever to his former Carolina Panthers receiver, Damir Bird, in this game. Fun little factoid for you there.
Well, of course, the Patriots have won a couple of games in a row now. It looks like they've started to get their act together. But I think today proves a couple of things. The Texans still have a little bit of life. You got to figure they're going to come up with a performance here and there every now and then. It is a big marquee opponent in the Patriots. And I think also the other thing is we're learning that the Patriots really aren't that good. They struggled against the Jets. They had a great performance against the Ravens. But still, this team has a lot of flaws. They're missing a lot of personnel. And obviously, they're missing their Hall of Fame quarterback. So I kind of am rooting for the Patriots to tie this game up. I'd love to see some extra football and see this thing go to overtime.
And who'd have thought that the Texans would be tied for the highest scoring offense of the morning games today, too?
Right, exactly. They haven't had much offense. They certainly haven't had much defense, and maybe that's keeping the Patriots in this game because that's really been the struggle for New England. I thought they would run the ball quite successfully today, but they are putting points on the board on both sides here, both the Patriots giving up 27 and the Texans surrendering 20, and that may soon change here when they come out of the two-minute warning. The Cleveland Browns, by the way, are just trying to wind this clock and win this game. Currently 19-10. They're in front of the Philadelphia Eagles. They are facing a 3rd and 8 with just under 4 minutes to go in this one, and Philadelphia has just burned its first timeout. If Cleveland can get a first down here on 3rd and 8, it's going to go a long way to not only winning this game, but also covering the spread, which again at kickoff was 2.5 in favor of the Cleveland Browns. This total closed at 45.5, so not out of the woods just yet, but underbackers looking to get paid right now.
Well, all seven of the early games starting to wind down now in the fourth quarter. A quick update on the Falcons star wide receiver, Julio Jones. He's limping, getting checked out on the bench on the sideline right now for them. A team that's already had a lot of struggles this year. That would be a huge loss for Atlanta moving forward. Brady, I did want to get into some of these afternoon games because people that are going to be placing bets going up to the counter right now are going to want to know where they should put their money if they haven't placed those bets yet. Dolphins at Broncos. Dolphins laying 3.5, but I want to say this one opened at a pick'em. What changed for you to make that line switch?
Well, you know, it may have opened pick'em, I believe, on the look ahead, but when we got around to Monday, it actually opened up in favor of the Dolphins by 3 points, and I made the line 6. I think this Dolphins team is pretty decent, as we've seen the last few weeks, and this Broncos team, again, as we've seen the last few weeks, is not very good at all. Drew Locke really struggling through, I believe, 3 or 4 interceptions against the Raiders last week. You know, this is probably the most public square play or whatever you want to call it. The mass majority of the bettors are on the Dolphins today, and usually that's a situation I want to go against, but I tell you what, I'm going to join the party. I think the Dolphins are the far superior team here. I think they have the better coach, the better quarterback matchup against Vic Fangio and Drew Locke, and you know, it's very difficult. Typically, when you have the Denver Broncos at home catching 3.5, that's certainly a buy-on sign, but I'm not going to do it. I think the Dolphins get this victory today, and I think they win this one by a touchdown.
The Broncos are just 1-3 at home and in Power Field this year too. Drew Locke dealing with bruised ribs. The offense has been, let's call it, erratic this year. And Will Hill, our buddy who's a point spread weekly contributor, wrote this week that the Dolphins are as reliable as direct deposit lately. They were 7-2 against the spread this year, winning straight up and covering in their last 5 straight games. So he's right there with you. The Dolphins are the play today, it seems.
Yeah, everybody loves the Dolphins today, and usually that scares me. And here's from our friend Mark Lawrence. The Broncos are 14-3 straight up and 16-1 against the spread as non-division home dogs when coming off of a division game. Now, that's a pretty strong trend, but again, I'm hoping to bucket today with the fish.
And our first final, Panthers beat the Lions 20-0. It is that shutout victory. We will keep you guys updated on all of the final scores as these fourth quarters wind down. Make sure you stick with us on the Green Zone. Presented by BetMGM, you're watching VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.